Well, just a little over a month under his belt as president of the Alabama Cattlemen's Association, Woody Clark from Covington County says he does have goals he hopes that can be met this year.
I hope that we continue to work with membership. That's a goal we want to continue. We want to meet our goal to 12,000 members this year. It's something we've been working on for the last couple of years, trying to raise our membership. At one time, the Alabama Cattlemen's Association had over 17,000 members. And over the years, that membership has just dwindled down, but we're trying to build that up because we need new members to come in to have the numbers when we go to our representatives and they're wanting to pass a bill, and we can talk about numbers of people that are for it or against it. We need new members to come into our cattle association. Also, this year is the museum. I've really put an emphasis on rebuilding our museum. We have a capital campaign fund at this time going on. It's been working for about 2 years now. We've got John Crank, the guy that designed the museum back 20 years ago. He has come in and give us some real challenges of what we can do to enhance that, to attract more young people into our building. Our young people need something they can interact with nowadays. We've got so much cell phones and iPads and things of that nature that they work with, and our museum needs that update. So that's a $500,000 campaign, and we're working towards that goal right now. And luckily, we're already up to $200,000, and we're asking the counties to participate and make it a donation or a pledge, or individuals or industry to make a pledge to that museum. So that's my first goal. I believe it is working towards rebuilding or refurbishing the museum to help promote our cattle industry to our young people here in the state of Alabama.
Clark said he's looking forward to visiting many counties across the state and meeting other cattlemen. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.